Congressman Charles Rangel has represented Upper Manhattan in the House of Representatives for more than four decades. Elected when Richard Nixon was in the White House, Rangel is now facing a serious primary challenge from a rising star in the Latino political world. WNYC's Colby Hamilton has more.
Members of Manhattan's Barack Obama Democratic Club met earlier this month for a special meeting to endorse candidates.
Good evening, and thank the Barack Obama Club for having me here tonight. This is about the same number of people that was in Obie's house on Sunday.
The meeting was at the Church of the Intercession, located on West 155th Street. It's almost directly between Washington Heights and Harlem, and in the middle of Charles Rangel's new congressional district. Years of mostly Latino and Hispanic immigration, the loss of African-American population, and increasing gentrification showed in the results of the 2010 census. When a judge went to work redrawing congressional lines, she created a district that reflects the changes Northern Manhattan has gone through. Far more Hispanic, far less Black, and increasingly gentrified. These changes, as well as the residual taint Rangel has acquired from corruption allegations, has led to a field of primary contenders seeking to oust him. No one is more of a threat than State Senator Adriano Espaillat.
So this neighborhood has come a long way, but we need to do more. And by working together, I believe very strongly that by working together, this club, the Barack Obama Democratic Club, which I think has as part of its fabric the word change, we could change the political culture and the political landscape of Northern Manhattan for the next 20 years.
The club bought Espaillat's pitch. They handed him their endorsement by an overwhelming majority. Now, Rangel, who'll be 82 just weeks before the primary on June 26, is looking at his most serious challenger in years. Espaillat made history in 1996 when he won by less than 200 votes to become the first Dominican representative to serve in Albany. That was in the Assembly. In 2010, Eric Schneiderman left his state Senate seat to become Attorney General. Espaillat beat three other Democrats to win the seat. One of the candidates beat by Espaillat is now backing him. Mark Levine believes Espaillat's congressional campaign represents the future of the new congressional district.
Our club made a very strong statement that we're looking towards the future in this district and that we see Senator Espaillat being a uniquely strong voice for that vision and a unique position to build a multicultural coalition in a very diverse district.
As multicultural as Espaillat's campaign may end up being, the decision to run most certainly came down to the numbers. In 2000, the district Rangel represented was about 48% Hispanic. Now it's around 55%. But seeing Hispanics as a uniform voting bloc is a mistake, says Adam Clayton Powell IV. Powell, who also is of Puerto Rican descent, tried to unseat Rangel in 2010, but received less than a quarter of the vote. He says the idea Hispanic voters will come out against Rangel is highly unlikely.
Sure, there's talk the district is more Hispanic now. But these are the same Hispanics that have been voting over and over and over again for Charlie Rangel. In some cases, is the only congressman they've known.
Looking at some of the early endorsements Rangel received from local politicians supports Powell's point. In the mostly Puerto Rican area of East Harlem, both Assemblyman Robert Rodriguez and State Senator Jose Serrano, both of whom are of Puerto Rican descent, have thrown their support behind the congressman. But you won't hear supporters of the campaigns talking like this. They downplay the role race and ethnicity will play in the election. The issue, says Espaillat supporter Councilman Yadanis Rodriguez, is which candidate is better at representing the whole district.
We should not look at if the candidate is Black or Latino in order to be elected. I think that this is a historical moment. This is a moment that I believe that after someone served a district for so many decades, I think it is time for change.
Rangel's opponents often point to his generation-spanning time in office as a negative. For Rangel supporters like Assemblyman Keith Wright, the time Rangel has logged in the nation's capital makes him an invaluable asset for all of Northern Manhattan.
Congressman Rangel has represented all neighborhoods, all races, all ethnic groups, all religions in Upper Manhattan quite well. I think every one of those groups and every one of those folks are awfully proud to have called him their congressperson.
But after four decades, communities that may have been proud of Congressman Rangel see a new source of pride in electing one of their own. Antonio Cabreja of Washington Heights came from the Dominican Republic 30 years ago. A few hours before Espaillat received the Barack Obama Club endorsement, Cabreja was selling kids' toys to people on St. Nicholas Avenue. He supports Senator Espaillat, whom he thinks will have a tough opponent in Congressman Rangel. More than anything, he says, it's time for change.
La comunidad latina The Latino community lends their support to Adriano because he has been doing his job. Rangel did his job, but he has already worked long enough, and it's time to open the office for other people. And Adriano can be the next person.
The reality is that at almost 82, Congressman Charles Rangel's career is going to come to an end eventually. Whether Adriano Espaillat will unseat him in the June 26 primary is far less certain. For WNYC, I'm Colby Hamilton.